If you haven't already picked up on the sounds, that is the great bassist John Patitucci on the six-string electric bass, and a composition right from the CD Line by Line, number one cut on here, The Root. Adam Rogers on electric guitar, Brian Blaze on drums, and we'll talk more about the configuration of that group in a moment. On the line right now, I believe I do have both gentlemen, and you know the Jazz Cat himself, Leroy Downs. You probably met him at Dizzy's Den at the Monterey Jazz Festival. If you didn't, you really ought to give him a try on his website. Many of you have already. That is www.thejazzcat.net. On that website, you'll not only get all kinds of jazz information, but you will also get all the interviews that he's done here exclusively on KRML Jazz and Blues Radio. Certainly appreciate all you that are listening all over the world, especially Eric in Belgium, who called the other day, and I appreciate your call. But on the line right now, I do have, I believe, Leroy the Jazz Cat Downs and his special guest today. Leroy, are you there?
Yes, sir. Gary, you believe correctly.
Thank you so much. Take it away.
Absolutely. You know, you mentioned the bass, and most folks can only handle four strings. But my man John Patitucci works it out on six. John Patitucci.
How you doing, man?
Good, man. How are you?
Well, that's nice to be here.
Hey, man, it's certainly a pleasure to have you.
Yeah. So,
you know, you're certainly one player that has played in so many diverse genres, of course, jazz being the most dominant. Does the rock, classical, and R&B open up your jazz sound, or do you jazz up those other genres?
I guess it all influences each other, you know, and because for me, I started listening to a lot of that stuff pretty early on. I mean, you know, I for a young person, I mean, 8 years old was the first time I heard Wayne Shorter on an Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers record called Mosaic with Freddie Hubbard, and so I was exposed to some really great acoustic music as well early on, so that's why I think I wound up having to deal with both the electric and the acoustic bass. And you know, last 10 years since I've been back in New York, where I'm originally from, I've been mostly playing the acoustic, but I still play my six string. On you know, in my group, I use both.
Right. Well, you know, I see so many players of today just doing gigs, but you maintain a career as a leader, playing with the great luminaries of the business, the studio musician, doing film scores as well. It seems like a musician who can create themselves in so many diverse ways in this music will never go hungry.
Well, I just thank God that I'm working. Because, you know, I have some students too, and a lot of times they're curious about the way the business is, and you know, there's some great players all around the world now, and but I tell you, I don't think I would want to be starting out right now.
Yeah,
it's harder, but I think it's great, and there's a lot of wonderful, talented guys coming up. So you know, hopefully they'll be able to find their slots and carry the music forward. You know, carry the art form forward.
You're listening to my man John Patitucci right here on your favorite jazz station, 1410 AM KRML. Jazz and Blues Radio. The show's called Live with the Jazz Cat, and I'm Leroy Downs. Now, speaking of your students, the bass, is especially the electric bass, can have a representation of being, you know, super funky. But when you're teaching your students who have come up in this hip-hop culture, do you inherit subliminally an affinity for the music of their generation? And if you do, do you incorporate it in some of the things that you play?
Well, I guess most of the guys that study with me right now are not so much coming out of that, although I've had some students come out of R&B and gospel music and stuff like that. Unfortunately, with some of the cats coming out of hip-hop, a lot of guys aren't playing that much. Like,
yeah,
they're not playing bass. They're sampling, or they're, you know, they're doing other stuff technologically. Although I think maybe there's a trend back towards playing again, and I hope there is, because the R&B tradition that I grew up with, like Donny Hathaway and blues records and Stevie Wonder and Aretha Franklin and James Brown and Ray Charles, and that's a different thing than what's happening now.
Yeah.
Sometimes I feel a little old.
Just,
then it was like you had to be a great singer, you know?
Right.
You had to be a great singer. I don't think there's as many great singers right now as there used to be in R&B.
Right.
Well, I think you got to search a little harder.
Well, you know, I love the beautiful stuff that you and the cats in Wayne's band are producing. I mean, what has it been, about 6 years with Wayne?
Yeah, since this steady group was formed, yeah. I've known Wayne for 20 years and worked here and there with him, but the last 6 years is the first time he's had an absolutely steady band.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Well, it's lovely, man. I've seen you guys several times when you played here. How much creative freedom is written in the music for you when you play with Wayne?
He gives us a lot of freedom. I mean, you know, he brings in all these amazing compositions that he writes, but then, you know, we play them, and then he says, okay, well, that's just the beginning. I want you guys to create. And he wants us to feel very free,
yeah,
to expand and compose with him in the moment, you know. And it's like a family, that group. It's way more than just a group. It's really been a huge blessing for us.
Yeah.
It's hard to describe in words, but, yeah, he gives us a lot of creative space.
Yeah, well, you know, you played with some of the best in the music. I mean, Wayne, Herbie, Chick, Flora, Freddie Hubbard, Michael Brecker, and literally, you know, you're producing music beyond the sound barrier. But where does one go to find the next plateau in the music? How do you play with all these guys and you've made so much great music, you know, how do you find more?
Well, I think within each musician there's always room to grow, and sometimes precisely because you play with these guys like Wayne, who's a genius, and all the guys you named who are really terrific, they inspire you because they keep reaching. You know, they keep hunting to grow and find more stuff. So I always think, well, if they're still searching,
right,
I got a long way to go. So, but that also, that, like with Wayne and Chick and Herbie and all those guys, they have a sense of discovery. They keep their childlike, you know, intuition and openness to being spontaneous. They keep that. They hold on to that.
Yeah.
And they keep looking for more. And I think that's really, that encourages me that there is more out there.
Yeah, that's beautiful, man.
Yeah.
You're listening to John Patitucci on Live with the Jazz Cat on 1410 AM KRML Jazz and Blues Radio. This is Leroy Downs. Now, many musicians are inspired by members of their family, and they write compositions. You have two lovely daughters, a lovely wife, and now a dog, right?
Yeah, we just got a dog. And I'm surrounded by ladies in my house. The dog is also a girl. And her name is Elsa.
Oh, wow.
And but Earl Zindars wrote a tune named Elsa already, so
yeah,
he got that covered. But, I think, you know, for me, my faith in God and also my gratefulness for what I've been given in terms of my family, which is so important. It's hard to even calculate, you know, because it's beyond measure, the importance of your family and your faith and all those things. It's more important than anything. So, and I think who you are as a person spiritually also gives so much to the music as well.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm really thankful for them, and we learn so much from trying to raise our kids. You know, we learn so many things about how far we have to go to grow and mature as parents, and they show us things, you know.
Yeah. Well, you know, in your statement, just talking about, you know, your wife and your kids, you made music just then, man. I mean, I heard the way you expressed it is it's a form of music.
Well, and then in our house, there is so much music going on anyway because my wife plays the cello and my daughters are fooling around with instruments, and they're always singing or running around dancing or doing something, you know. They're very rhythmic as people. My daughters have so much energy. It's frightening to me.
Now, let's talk about Danilo, Brian Blade, man. Two wonderful, wonderful cats, man.
Those are my brothers right there. Those
You know. And my brothers, too, man. And their individual playing is pretty special. You've had the opportunity to work with them in a few different configurations.
Yeah.
Very successful musicians as well. You know, Roy Haynes and Wayne, of course, and Michael Brecker, I think we mentioned earlier, and Jack DeJohnette as well.
Sure. Well, the thing about, let's see, I'll start with Danilo because I've been playing with him for around 10 years now. And we met, Jack DeJohnette actually introduced us. And he had the idea. He said, you know, you guys really need to play together. I hear you guys playing together.
Wow.
So he introduced us, and I had heard his Panamunk record, Danilo's record.
Yeah.
And I was really knocked out by his rhythmic approach and his, also the how much music he knows. And I really got to know over these last 10 years how much depth he possesses, because he's like an encyclopedic historian of the all the musics from all the Americas, everywhere in South America, you know, all over the place, whether it's, you know, his native Panama or Cuba or, you know, Venezuela or Puerto Rico or, you know, Uruguay or all these places. He's familiar with a lot of the folk music and the rhythms. And but on top of that, he can swing.
Yeah, he can.
And a lot of guys specialize. You know, you got your guys who sort of get pigeonholed and they become like, okay, well, he's a Latin jazz guy.
Right.
Or this and that. Can't do that with him because he played with Dizzy and we played together with Roy Haynes and he's done a lot of things and he covers a lot of ground stylistically.
Yeah.
And Brian is like a painter on the drums. He's so deep.
Yeah.
And we have a lot of shared things because Brian also shares a big love for music of the spirituals like Fred McDowell and gospel and soul music like I do. We talk a lot about records and stuff and blues recordings and R&B as well as, you know, all the jazz classic music from, you know, Louis Armstrong forward. And on top of that, you know, he's a talented songwriter and sings, and he's an incredible musician, you know, a real artist who's found his personal voice, which is not easy to do on the drums after you got guys like Tony and Roy Haynes and Jack DeJohnette and guys who made such huge statements that were so personal. Brian has found his voice, though. You know?
That's what's great about Wayne's band, man. You all have an individual voice that's so beautiful, and to hear you all together is just spectacular.
Well, I'm glad you like it. I mean, it's for us, it's for me, I feel like I've been preparing my whole life, playing all these different gigs sort of leading up to this one.
Yeah. Well, you got another gig to take care of now, man. You got a brand new album out. It's on Concord Jazz called Line by Line.
That's right.
This is a pretty melodic strings album.
As well.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I guess it focuses, the core of it is Brian Blade on drums and an unbelievable guitar player named Adam Rogers, who not only plays jazz, but plays classical guitar, blues, anything you can think of on any kind of a guitar, he can do it.
Yeah.
So that's the core of the band. And then Chris Potter plays some tenor saxophone on a few things, and then there's some things with strings, quartet, string quintet, you know.
Well, it sounds great, man, and it's been a pleasure having you here on 1410 AM, KRML Jazz and Blues Radio, live with the Jazz Cat, Mr. John Patitucci.
Thank you so much.
Hey, man, thank you.
Thank you, Leroy. Thank you, John. And if you'd like to get a replay of this interview, all you have to do is go to the Jazz Cat's website. That is www.thejazzcat.net. Remember, it's .net. And you'll not only get this interview, but you'll get a lot of the others that the Jazz Cat has done exclusively here on KRML Jazz and Blues Radio. Those of you listening around the world, that's probably the best way to hear some of the great interviews and also get all the information from the Jazz Cat himself. Thousands of people are going to that website, and they found it, and they're enjoying all that information. Again, www.thejazzcat.net. We'll play a cut from the new Line by Line is the title track, and from the new CD with John Patitucci. Thank you. John Patitucci's new album. Actually, I talked to John a moment ago. It won't be on the air. It won't actually be in release until October of this year. So you got a preview right here on Caramel Jazz and Blues Radio of the new forthcoming album, Line by Line. John Patitucci, of course, on bass. Check out the lineup right here. You will not believe the configuration of this group. Adam Rogers on electric and nylon string guitars. Brian Blade on drums, Chris Potter saxophone, tenor saxophone, Richard Root on violin, Elizabeth Lim Dutton on violin, Lawrence Dutton on viola, Sachi Patitucci, John's wife, on cello, Jeremy McCoy on double bass. All being released on in October of this year. If you want to reserve your advance copy, call the store here at Jazz and Blues Company store at area code 831-624-6431. Order your own copy before October, and we'll have it for you in October when it is released. By the way, John will also be in concert at Yoshi's in Oakland on October 10th and 11th in advance of his in support of his CD release date on Concord Records of Line by Line. And at Yoshi's, you'll see Brian Blade as well as Larry Kuntz joining the group with John Patitucci. October 10th and 11th, you want to make reservations, you can call Yoshi's in Oakland, 510-238-9200.